several or more people. I particularly use it to refer to more than one person. Mm-hmm. Like if you know there, you and like another girl are here, I'd say, would you all like a cup of coffee? Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use you all to just one person?
Sometimes I do, but not as often as I would to more than one.
When you say you all to just one person, are you meaning to include people that aren't present, or are you?
Sometimes, but if I'm strictly just meaning that one person, sometimes I do use it. Mm-hmm. But I say not as often. Like if I call the baby in, I wouldn't say commonly, would you all come here? I wouldn't say, would you come here?
Uh-huh.
But once in a while, it just comes out.
Say there's a group at your house, and you're asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats. You'd say, where are?
A coat.
Yeah, everybody's coats. You'd say, where are?
Where are your coats?
Would you ever say, you all's coats or y'all's coats?
Oh, I might say, y'all's coats.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to, catch myself on everything I say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I might, but I can't, I'm not really sure which I would use the most.
Say if there had been a party you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people that had gone, you'd ask someone, was at the party, you'd say?
I don't know.
If you're asking about the people that had gone to the party.
Asking them?
Yeah, you would
what
ask,
they thought of the party?
No, you wanted to find out which people had gone. You ask someone that went. You'd go up to them and say,
I don't get it.
Who was at the party, or who all was at the party?
I use both of those, and I can't tell you which I do the most. Who was at the party? Sometimes I think it depends on who I'm talking to as to which one I would use.
You'd say either who or?
I would, who was at the party, who all was at the party. Uh-huh. I think I'd be a lot more informal, like with my parents. Somebody I'm really relaxed with, I would probably say who all.
Uh-huh.
Just because I'm kind of horse around when I talk. But like with someone that I have a more formal relationship, I'd leave out that and just say who.
Uh-huh. What if there had been a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family? You'd ask about them. Children are they, you'd say.
Whose children?
What about who all's children?
No, I think I'd say whose on that.
And if you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, everything he said, you'd ask?
I don't know how.
Would you say, what did he say, or what all did he say?
Well, again, there's certain times I would use both of those. If it was real informal, I'd probably say, what all did he say?
Okay. And you say, no.
But in another situation, I wouldn't say it that informally.
If no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for them, you better do it.
You're just talking about one person. Uh-huh. You better do it yourself.
Or he better do it
himself.
And the kind of animal that barks.
A dog.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Probably say sick him.
What would you call a mixed breed dog?
You call it a